The next thing is surgical caseload. There are some guidelines, as ever, which say that each surgeon involved in the programme should maintain a surgical caseload of at least 10 screen-detected cancers per year, averaged over a three-year period. In the booklet, you'll see three-year data, and you'll see that, although it's a relatively small proportion, it's 5%, there were some 2,600 women who were actually treated by a surgeon with a caseload of less than 10, so against the guidelines. When you look at the number of surgeons, that is, it's actually 275 surgeons, that's 38% of all the surgeons who were treating screen-detected cancers, who actually did treat less than 10. So that's really quite a lot, and that's because those surgeons really don't treat very many. 13% of them actually came in and out of the NHS BSP during that period. So that's okay, because if you'd got moved on and they'd been there for the whole 3 years. You can argue whether the fact that 26% of them had 30-plus symptomatic cases is okay or not, because symptomatic cases are different. You may want to discuss that, to think whether that's a count. 21 of them were in private practice in London. And 57 of them, we had no information at all about why they treated less than 10. And particularly high proportion of those were in Scotland. So these are people who are treating less than 10 over a period of 3 years. And 10 surgeons, 1%, treated more than 90 cases. And one of the things that we do with the audit is we have to take the surgeons who are on the pathology reports, and it may be that other people are actually doing those operations, or it may be, indeed, that you're sharing operations for a given patient. And I think that's one of the things we need to think about in terms of the audit, is can we start recording this rather more complicated stuff about who actually did the operation? There is nothing routinely recorded about who did the operation. It's often on your surgical theatre systems, but that never gets fed into any routine data, and it may well be important.